This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is the practice report. It is brought to you by Byers Auto. A little bit of a skeleton crew in here. We're going to make the best of it.
We've got the replacements, huh?
Hey, Tim May, Zach Carpenter hanging out with me. I'm Austin Ward. It's the off date. Spencer Holbrook getting a little tweak. Got to get healthy and refreshed. And maybe
it's an idle week for a lot of people around.
He's getting a tweak between cheek and gum.
And we'll have Berm back next week when he gets through his situation. And everybody, you rest, recharge a little bit. Haskell Garrett trying to get healthy. Terry Combs continuing to light a fire under the rest of the Buckeyes. And then they'll have a little bit of a lighter weekend for them as practice Tuesday, practice Wednesday, early practice Thursday, and then a little bit of an off day, kick their feet up a little bit. And pretty normal stuff there, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what I wanted to mention is my name is back to being Zach Carpenter this time for Letterman Monroe.
That's a mid-season adjustment. Jerry Emig, he came over and asked me what Nick's last name was. And I said, well, let's start with Zach. Let's get that
let's
right.
Get the first
so
part
we're going
right.
to make improvements as we go along, and you're rounding into form.
Right. So that was obviously the biggest takeaway for me for this practice report.
That's key.
The other is, we talked about the health of guys like Tyreek Smith, Cam Brown.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here, Munford, just the extra week out can help him. Bobby Carpenter on Letterman Live talked yesterday about how even with a guy like C.J. Stroud, yes, he's fully healthy, but that extra week in the middle of the season can really pay off for him. Yep. So I think we're going to see that too.
Yeah, and you want to see Haskell Garrett return to form. They don't want to push it, I don't think. But the bottom line is a lot of people left that game wondering what his prognosis was long term. I understand this off week came at a great time for him. It looked like a knee kind of situation. He's probably dealing with or some kind of lower leg thing, and we'll see where that goes. But, that guy is sort of the pulse for one of another term of that defense right now, in my opinion, and to get him back close to 100% would be huge.
Yeah, I don't expect Haskell Garrett will be, as you said, pushed at all, trying to get that leg healthy. He'd been dealing with that a little bit, obviously able to play through it in the weeks leading up to that and just pushed over the edge a little bit against Maryland. The word that they used there was hopeful for next week.
Yeah.
So that's obviously not definite, but Ryan Day doesn't give specifics about injury information generally anyway. The same was applied to Cam Brown. That was obviously an upper body situation, near inside the helmet perhaps.
Yeah, above the shoulders.
Above the
situation.
Shoulders.
Which narrows it down.
A little bit woozy, as I mentioned after talking to him after the game. And I really feel bad for Cameron Brown. Just one thing after the other with this guy. We've seen when he's healthy what he can do to elevate the Ohio State defense at cornerback. Yeah. And really that speed, athleticism, he's a special athlete.
Yeah.
And it would really help Ohio State, but it's just go from the Achilles to then a knee setback in training camp early in the season and now this. So I don't expect that he will practice this week as he goes through, some of that upper body evaluation into next week.
And it's funny how Seven Banks finally starting to get fully healthy. Cam Brown then suffers the injury. It's like, can't see each other out type of deal.
Yeah, an even Steven situation. And then Tyreek Smith, we saw him go through pregame warmups on Saturday. He was a game-time decision, and it looked like he was getting ready to go didn't wind up getting the full nod to go through that game against Maryland, but certainly now after 3 weeks and then an off week, you would think that you know, veteran defensive end will be back in the mix. So Ohio State's got a bunch of these young guys reps, and then you're going to add in potentially a healthy Haskell Garrett, Cam Brown, Tyreek Smith, Thayer Munford getting a week for his foot. I mean, this team should come back even stronger.
Yeah. But there might not be someone who needs that extra week off more than Tyreek Smith. I mean, we're waiting for that explosion from him to really bring another dynamic to the pass rush. So I don't know if we're thinking that he, after this week, maybe he could come back with a little bit of a vengeance and then just add, like you said, depth to that unit. That's pretty.
I know one thing.
Guys,
I would never want to go on a jungle trip with Tyreek Smith because he is about as snake bit as you get. You know what I mean? I mean,
just a competition between he and Cam Brown, unfortunately.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy, and everybody's seen that flash from him. And like you just pointed out, I mean, the cavalry could be coming over the hill for Ohio State in the form of, we talked about it on my podcast, in the form of these upperclassmen. But is it going to stumble coming down the hill? You know, I mean, that's what you always got to worry about the cavalry. But it is amazing how they could get a real influx of help down the stretch with those kind of guys.
Well, and I think that maybe it's not worth a reminder, maybe it is, that the Tyreek Smith that played against Cincinnati was the version that was promised. Mm-hmm. And then he had the COVID positive test, couldn't play in the national championship game. The first couple of weeks, Ohio State didn't have the pass rush that they were expecting. He's not, you know, obviously solely to blame for
that. Yeah, you said Cincinnati, you meant Clemson.
Yeah. Oh, Clemson.
They both start with a C.
They are very close. Cincinnati on the brain.
Cincinnati might have been better in that game than Clemson was, well, but go ahead.
I'm glad you two are here to correct me and Ed in real time, because that's
obviously. I was just going to let you roll and bury yourself.
That's a pretty big difference. I'm glad that we got that straight now. Against Clemson, the version that was promised, that probably didn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, he hasn't found that form. Neither really has Zach Harrison, and Javonte Jean-Baptiste are starting to show signs of that, but point is, once you get him ready to go and the clock is ticking, the window is shrinking for him to prove that he can be the first round pick that he's always wanted to be. So get a clean bill of health and go get
it. But isn't it amazing how good he is when he's healthy? I mean, that's what sticks out to me about him. It's like, but man, just it's kind of like Jadeveon Clowney on the pro level. I mean, you know, he gets going and then boom, he gets banged up and stuff. But
wasn't his first career sack against Cincinnati? Maybe that's right.
Yeah, I think it's
something. There's something working in your brain right now. I can't put my finger on it.
That's maybe what it was.
But you talk about those guys. me and Berm, obviously, we cover it from the recruiting side. And I know not everyone out there follows recruiting as closely as me and him do. But Ohio State was searching to sign five defensive linemen in the 2022 class. And then after the first 6-7 weeks of the season, it's like, all right, well, maybe that number needs to be three because guys like Tyreek Smith and Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Zach Harrison haven't had that breakout necessarily that we were expecting. So this is, like you said, it's time. It's time, like you said, for once he gets healthy, he should be fully healthy once he gets back. You expect that to kind of be like the last go-round.
Only that, but with the NIL, name, image, and likeness situation, if you don't get drafted real high, you might be able to make as much money your next year in college as you might make as a rookie making the minimums in the NFL. I mean, there's all kinds of like dynamics involved here.
You can definitely close the gap a little bit.
Yes, you can.
And speaking of that defense and improvement down the stretch, Kerry Combs, if you have not yet watched his, I called it a sermon. It was as passionate a speech as you'll ever see in front of the media in that team room. Obviously, that's pretty common for the players to hear that, but you see why Kerry Combs is talked about the way he is by the rest of the coaching staff, by the Buckeyes themselves, why he was given a game ball on Saturday. He went through, Tim, you've known him as long as I have or longer, so I'll start with you here, but you know, that's a glimpse at who Kerry Combs is. He was under fire a month ago with good reason.
Yeah.
Ohio State had to fix things on defense, and he was aware of that. They made an adjustment. It was not easy, and there's certainly an opportunity to want to sabotage the rest of the things or bring people down, or, as he said, kick the can to somebody else or whatever else. But he's accepted his role, not thrilled about it, but trying to find any way that he can to continue to help Ohio State for the rest of the season. And it was about as impressive as you're going to hear, I think.
Number one, everybody works for somebody. That's what you find out, you know. But number two, I got goosebumps while he was talking there for a while, just because this is a guy who always speaks from his heart. I mean, at least it feels like it. And for him to lay it out, including later in the day, for him to lay out, yeah, that when when the big change came down after the Oregon game, you know, there was that one morning when I woke up and went, wait a minute, you know, things have changed here. I really want to be a part of this, you know. But he quickly snapped out of it, because like he talked about, you're always talking to these players all the time about dealing with adversity, rolling with the punches. If you get sent down to second team, that doesn't mean the day is over for you, the year is over for you. You jump back. He goes, if I don't come back with the same kind of attitude, I'm a hypocrite. Yeah. And he's exactly hit the nail on the head. And, you know, reminded me, I don't know why I did, but I'm sitting here thinking, when John Makovic got hired at Texas from Illinois as the head coach, John Cooper, walking through the building, John Cooper called me and goes, oh, Tim, what do you think about this John Makovic hiring by Texas? I said, I think he's a nice piece of furniture, but he's going to be in the wrong living room. And he laughed, and I go, but, you know, sometimes the jobs just don't mesh with what you bring to the table, at least at that moment in time. And Ryan Day acted quickly to get some things figured out. And Kerry Combs, who was once a head coach in high school, understands that dynamic. Doesn't mean you always agree with it, but you work for this guy. And like he said, he loves his boss, who is Ryan Day. Yeah. And I just think it was really, we've been waiting for several weeks to talk to him. You and I both went up to him and talked to him briefly after he got the game ball on Saturday while he was picking out his pizzas. you know, and he was as effervescent and as calm and cool a guy as we've always known, appreciated the thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, this has been tough for him. And to roll with that punch and then see this defense now making its climb up the hill, I think is refreshing.
And that's something that Zach has talked about as well, like how is Ohio State juggling this with the recruiting process and asking questions about who's doing what and what Matt Barnes is doing and why Kerry Combs is upstairs and this, that, and the other. I think it's worth another reminder that somebody like Denzel Burke would not be at Ohio State were it not for Kerry Combs. So he's going to continue building relationships. He's going to take that energy on to, I don't know, wherever he's going to be on Friday or wherever he was yesterday. Doesn't matter. He's not going to suddenly stop being a key component there.
It's that energy, too. I think that kind of shined through. I mean, you're talking about things that reminds you of. Remind me that I was like watching Braveheart or Any Given Sunday or something. And it's just like this impassioned speech. And you could tell that he knew he was going to be asked, and he knew exactly how he wanted to answer it. And I mean, it came off as professional as you can. And he spent those 2 years in the NFL. I'm sure that before that, he probably would have answered something like that in the past in the fashion that he did. But I mean, it was as professional as you can expect from him. And I mean, we always talk about how Kerry Combs bleeds scarlet and gray, like bleeds this program. And I think you saw that shine through today with some of the things he was saying. And what's very interesting to me is, like you were mentioning, when I asked Ryan Day about how things were going with Matt Barnes, Kerry Combs dynamic, Kerry kind of reiterated that again today. He's not going to stop recruiting for this for this team. That's like, that's just not in his blood to stop doing that. I think that's like, that might be his favorite part of the job, other than like being in the athletic facilities with the current team. So, I mean, you had a big visitor, again, the recruiting side of it. Massive five-star cornerback visitor this weekend in A.J. Harris. And I talked to him last night, and he's like, I love seeing Coach Combs and, like, his family and just sort of the passion he has for this program. So,
yeah,
it's not going to stop anytime soon, even if he does take a back seat, you know what I mean?
And none of this is meant to take the spotlight away from Matt Barnes, who has certainly earned it and done a great job calling the defense over the last 4 weeks. I think it's pretty clear that you can see a different level of aggression, some better, you know, Tim, you've written and talked about the mix of coverages and the things that they're doing defensively.
Yeah.
You can see that having an impact. Al Washington, I'm not trying to solely put the focus on Kerry Combs. It's an interesting story. That's why we're talking about it. But, you know, all of them have done a fantastic job. Larry Johnson, it was just assumed that the pass rush would eventually come around and get stronger, and it has. Obviously, none of this is completely done at this point. But Al Washington, I think you also have to say that unit has been one of the most improved, if not the most improved, on the team. So all of them have had to accept a role that 4 months ago, or excuse me, 4 weeks ago, or even 4 months ago, they wouldn't have been expecting. This thing has gone through a pretty significant change, and Kerry Combs has had more of that change than anybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, real quick before I talk about that part, I want to say what really stood out to me about Kerry Combs was he talked about moving to the press box, which is the the antithesis of what he's all about. Yep. Like he said, it's all about hugging players, coming off the field, looking in their eyes and things like that. But it's really opened his eyes to seeing the big picture. And I think he's given them good feedback on what he's seeing from the press box, et cetera, which is huge in a game. And because, you know, bad information in, bad information out. You know, I think they're getting good information from up top with him and the other coaches up there. With that said, man, I was just sitting there during this press conference today, too, and I was thinking, we're looking at the defensive secondary and the kind of the changes it's gone through personnel-wise, but has there been more of a blender going on than what's been going on at linebacker with this team since the start of camp till now, losing two guys, et cetera, having guys get banged up, et cetera. Some guys not playing up maybe to where you thought they were going to play, and all of a sudden Steel Chambers stepping in, and he's looking like a very viable part of this, of the linebacker group. I just think it's been a really curious experiment to watch. I mean, and it's still in process.
Yeah. It's something I'm so happy you segued into Steel Chambers. That was like one of the cool takeaways. What did he say? Kerry Combs said that Steel Chambers, he sees and he goes. That quote.
Yeah.
And I mean, watching Steel Chambers, his transformation from fourth string running back to, he's in the running for the best linebacker on the team now by season's end. I mean, it's going to be him and Cody Simon are in that little race, I think. I mean, just watching him on
some things
on
are
film,
undeniable. But go ahead. Yeah.
He's aggressive. He's fast. He's instinctual. And he's a good form tackler. Yeah. He had like three or four tackles in the Maryland game where he stopped a guy like 2 or 3 yards short on a third down or on a crucial down. So I'm glad that he started mentioning him, give us a little bit more insight into what makes Steel.
Yeah, that's why I asked about it. I'm going to write about that later in the week, hopefully for Letterman Row, but I'm just.
I hope no one else.
Where else would you write it?
Once
you ask the question, of course, exactly. I mean, I may do a piece for, Vogue, but I digress.
Yeah, ESPN contract.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, but that's what we're, this is what's so interesting about this team. I think it's exciting, actually.
Yeah.
This team is changing right before your eyes. And if you dwell on Minnesota or the Oregon game defensively and you just let that bother you, you know, as a fan or an observer or a media member, you're missing the big picture. The big picture is changing right before your eyes. It's kind of like a kaleidoscope. And like Ryan Day even pointed out, they're still not settled exactly on who does what. Even Kerry Combs pointed out, rightfully so, some of these guys are more suited for this role than this role and stuff. Now the key is to keep finding out, honing that deal, and personnel groupings are really big into that. And that's why this off week is really huge for them when it comes, because they're going to be going against a team in 2 weeks, whether Michael Penix Jr. is there or not, which sounds like he might not be for quarterback, but carved them up throwing the ball in the second half last year. It was one of the great exhibitions ever in Ohio Stadium by an opposing team. And, you know, they know these big tests are coming for them in the last half of the season. Not to mention the three teams in the top 10 are going to be facing.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun second half of the season. As you can see, they're not trying to beat the off date. They're already getting ready for Indiana. Three practices this week, then back to work on Sunday after a couple days off for Ohio State. That's the plan Ryan Day is trying to execute as the Buckeyes get ready to gear up to defend that Big Ten title for the fifth time. That's Tim May and Zach Carpenter. I'm Austin Ward. This has been the Practice Report. It is brought to you by Byers Auto. I will spend more of the off date trying to tell the difference between some of the best teams in the country and get some facts better when we regroup next week ahead of a full coverage of Ohio State and Indiana. Until then, have a great off date. I'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.